And we have a special guest in the studio today. Second time this week, right, Allie?
Yes, I'm so lucky. I love coming here.
Allie from Roaring Fork Beer Company has some great events coming up. First of all, this Friday, the Oyster Throwdown. What do we got going on there?
Yeah, so this is our third annual, and it's out at our production facility on Dolores Way, which is always a fun place to come because, you know, you get to, like, see all the tanks and hang out with the brewers and stuff, and it's just a totally different atmosphere than being downtown. So it's our third annual. We always do this with Field to Fork and Mark Hardin and his crew, and we do an East Coast versus West Coast oyster throwdown. So we do a raw oyster bar with all the fix-ins. We're going to release our Hatch Chili Lager for fall. And then we will have live music with Colin Old Souls, which is great. We love having Ken and William. We'll have pumpkin painting for the kids, non-alcoholic options, and also a little barbecue. We've been making some brats with Cedar Ridge Ranch with our Freestone Pale Ale. So we're going to kind of debut those.
Wow.
That we'll be selling at Batch soon. Yeah.
So the East versus West Coast, does that mean, do people vote on which one's their favorite? Or
no. You know, in the past, we had a kind of like a shuck off between Mark Hardin and Flip Wise. But Flip is crushing it at the way home.
Yeah, I think he's a little too busy.
I think he wishes he could be with us. But yeah, it's First Friday. It's a big night for Main Street. Yeah, so this year it's just going to be Mark and his crew just throwing down oysters. And we're just going to have a big party out there.
Yeah, well, it's a great place to escape the madness, for sure. I wish I could be there, but I'll be busy downtown just like you,
yes,
probably.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's fun to be out there. You know, our old space was out there, and it's just a different vibe. So it's nice to have events over there and kind of see the production and see how the magic is made. And
yeah, and so is there an entry fee for that, or is it just a la carte? Or
it's just a la carte. Yeah, cool. It's just a la carte. There's no reservations, no tickets. I will say that in years past, we've sold out of oysters within the first hour and a half.
Oh, wow. So get there.
So get there early. Doors are at 4:30. That's when we'll just kind of let you get in, maybe order a beer, and then 5 o'clock is when the oysters start.
Cool. And then are you going to have Hatch Green Chili Lager on tap then?
We are. Sweet. Yes. We'll have Hatch Green Chili Lager on tap, and then we'll have like little shooters of it for your oysters.
Oh, man. That's going to make a really good pairing.
Yeah. And then the Hatch Green Chili will be at Batch after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet. So I got to have that, I think, a few years ago at the Bottle Membership Club. That's delicious.
Yes. It is highly anticipated beer for fall.
Nice.
It's great. Sometimes it's spicy and sometimes it's not. It just depends.
Yeah, it was the one I had a couple years ago was like just the right amount. Because like some dilly beers can really kill you.
They can. And you never know what batch you're going to get. Yeah. So we'll see.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. And then coming up on the 20th, Forktoberfest, the Beer Olympics. Tell me a little bit more about the Beer Olympics.
So the Beer Olympics, this is our second time to do it. The first time, I think I actually was on your show hyping that. It was part of our anniversary. And so it's the brewers thought of this event themselves. And it's out at the brewery. It's teams of two. You know, you can do co-ed teams, you know, couples, however you want to do it. It's really fun. I will say, don't be intimidated. There is no athletic ability required, just a good attitude and determination.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun and a really great value. So you sign up teams of two, right?
Sign up teams of two at Batch. You just go ahead and call Batch, or you can come in person and register. And we've got some great prizes. Our first place prize is two founders memberships at Batch for 2019, or two memberships to the Secret Six Pack Society. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. It's all in good spirit. You know, we had a lot of fun last year, and I don't know what the games will be this year, but I always joke with the brewers and I say, it's just so people can do your work, like make six packs and can beer and stuff. And there may be a little bit of that. So be prepared.
Oh, cool. So you get a little hands on, see what
possibly.
Those guys are
doing. Yeah.
You never know. Maybe a little bit of bar parlor games.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice. I think we mentioned we should maybe do a vintage like hacky sacking or pogs. I don't know where you find
throwback.
Those.
Yeah, I think my mom threw all mine out.
Yeah. They're collector's items now.
So Mark Taylor saying hello.
I just love him. Don't you love
him?
Yeah,
I do. What a great guy.
Precious.
But and then you were telling me yesterday that it's you can get a limited food and drink for a little bit more, right?
Yeah, there's different values. Right. You know, yes, you can do the whole shebang because we will be having our Oktoberfest going on during Beer Olympics. So it's all one event. So we'll have live music. We will have, you know, games. We'll have a barbecue. We have like special steins that you get. So it's all one event. So there'll be a lot of spectators for Beer Olympics this time.
Nice.
It's out of the production facility October 20th, which is a Saturday.
Well, that's going to be great. I'm definitely going to try and find a way to get a team together for
that. We need more teams. We need more lady teams too.
So get down to Betch and sign up. It's going to be a great event. Got a lot of cool stuff going on. Something else about pop-ups.
Yeah, right? we used to do these pop-up nights out at our old place kind of in the off-season. And we mostly focused on inviting nonprofits to come in and do outreach and do memberships and just kind of use our space in whatever way they wanted. This year it's a little different. We're inviting nonprofits, but we're also inviting local artisans, local makers, you know, people that don't necessarily have a retail space. We're opening our space. We're going to do a nice happy hour and some light snacks for a few hours. So we have some great people signed up. Y-Cycles is coming.
Cool.
Monkey House, you know, some really cool places. But we want to open it up to individuals as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a great idea. And then really great of you to give people a space to do that.
Yeah, that was, you know, my whole point of Batch was we have this amazing space and the beer is great, but we want to share it and we want to invite everyone to use it in the way that they want to. So I'm excited. We have a long list already, but I am looking for a few more artists, a few more makers. So you can just, you know, call Batch or stop in and get some info on that.
Cool. Well, you heard it here. Oyster Throwdown this Friday. Get there early before they run out. They will be running out. And for Oktoberfest, we need some more signed up for October 20th. And just keep looking out for the pop-ups coming through. Thanks so much, Allie.
Yeah, thank you.
Come back anytime. Awesome. I know you're down the street. I'm down the street, and I'm here every Tuesday, so you're always welcome.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Right on.